Welcome to Dish Nation!
Jeff Bezos and his fiancée are under attack. Oh. Wait till you hear came to their defense.
Ooh. And Dre's getting really petty, honey, with his latest beat. And baby, I'm here for it.
And later, we're dishing with Jasmine Ellis Cooper from Summer House Martha's Vineyard. But why don't you kick us off, Brad?
Well, I sure will. All right, y'all, Courtney Love has just popped back up. You know, she's been gone forever. Mm. But she has a new British radio show called Courtney Loves Women.
Oh.
Does she now?
Really?
But she already had us questioning that title because in the UK Standard, Courtney trashed several female pop stars. She said that Lana Del Rey should take 7 years off.
Well,
wow. And then when asked about Beyoncé's country album, oh, Lord, the beehive and the star buzzing. No. She said, as a concept, I love it. I just don't like her music.
What?
And in regards to Taylor Swift, Courtney said she's probably the Madonna of now, but she's not interesting as an artist. Come on, Swifties. But the internet was quick to call Courtney a hypocrite because in 2021, Courtney dropped a picture wishing Taylor a happy birthday and calling her an aspirational, huge role model for many young women.
Mm. She must didn't get as many likes as she thought that picture was gonna get.
Yeah.
It sounds like she's doing this to get people to pay attention to her show.
Yeah, because ain't no way she likes women like the title of her radio show.
Exactly.
It must be other types of women she like. It can't be these women.
She should have called Courtney Love on these hoes, because like, she definitely ain't supporting women.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How's she gonna say something about Taylor being an artist?
Why is she taking all of these random shots at music
at
stars?
The huge ones, the biggest ones.
I thought she was dead.
That's why we.
Yeah, no. Courtney Love's not.
Gary thought the same thing.
I thought she was dead, too.
Was she Kurt Cobain's love interest?
Yeah.
That was his wife.
So she used to date the Bon Jovi.
She might not be dead.
I don't know. All I know is, let me tell you what needs to die. These opinions that she got. Because, girl, this is not giving we love women. It's giving we hate on women.
Yeah.
She's doing this for attention, you guys. I swear.
Maybe it's the whole thing Courtney loves women. Is it just her bashing women?
Yeah. I think she's doing it for attention.
We love Courtney, and that's just that.
You
love
her?
Yeah. You thought she was dead.
What do you love about her?
But as I found out she was alive, I realized, because, I mean, I like people that like
Gary, you love the memory of Courtney Love.
No, when they said she was working with the BBC, I thought it was something completely different.
Okay.
Meh. Move on.
Moving on. Well, it seems like the richer you get, the bolder your haters become. And Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is a prime example. See what we did there? Out of the blue, New York restaurateur Keith McNally posts pictures of Jeff and his fiancée Lauren Sanchez and called Lauren absolutely revolting. He went on. He went on to say, "What an ugly and smug-looking couple." Did you say what happened to Jeff Bezos?
No, the girl, like, she was hot.
She's still okay. Well, we'll get through the quote.
That's that. When you get your surgery from Amazon Prime, that's how it looks.
Okay,
she looks.
Hold on.
That's
she does not look bad. She does not look bad. She doesn't look bad.
It's not that she don't look bad, but she look like Mia from Real Housewives of Potomac, honey.
That's all that work.
Okay, so the guy who owns the restaurants, he said, "What an ugly and smug-looking couple they make. Is this what having $1,000 billion does to people?" Well, clapback queen Chrissy Teigen had some words in defense of the former entertainment reporter.
Yes,
she said, "She's actually incredibly dynamic, accomplished, and kind, and everyone who knows her would say the same."
Okay, that's you. That wasn't his experience.
Her face and how she looked don't have nothing to do with her personality. She might be kind and sweet and give the shirt off her back to somebody, but she still looked like she'd been snatched 15, 11 times.
Okay. Yeah. That doesn't make her look like a mean person, though.
It doesn't,
but she looks bought. That's how she looks.
She married the richest man on the planet, or engaged.
Right. Well, I wonder why he said that, though. Did they go to the restaurant and not give a tip?
Probably so.
Oh, I'm sure they gave a tip. Also, Jeff Bezos probably owns the building.
In this photo, he looks like Lex Luthor and Miss Tessmacher from the Superman movies.
I don't remember him looking like this. That's Jeff Bezos.
Yo, he got it together.
That is Jeff Bezos.
I don't believe he left his wife, and I feel bad.
Jeff Bezos is what they call him.
Okay.
Mackenzie Bezos?
Mackenzie was a beautiful woman.
She was a beautiful woman, but he only dates brunettes.
Yeah,
well, by the way, Mackenzie, if you're watching, I'm still single.
Mackenzie's doing the Lord's work. She's somewhere donating money to kids in Haiti and Africa.
She sure is, baby. That's not like about
me. While he over here doing God knows what. But you know what? He look good doing God knows what, though.
What a come up, though. Lauren Sanchez was
in Los
Angeles. Okay, great.
We might need to change Drake's Instagram handle from Champagne Poppy to Petty Poppy. Now, his beef with a group of other hip-hop celebrities is starting to become more and more funny and entertaining every day. So, in Drake's diss track, Push Ups, he tossed a little shade to producer Metro Boomin. Tell him, "Sup, go make some drums." And I guess Metro didn't make the drums soon enough, so Drake sent him some in the form of a drum line outside of Magic City, and he posted the GIF on his social media with the caption, "From me to you."
No.
On a school night.
Drake is such a queen.
I don't even get it, y'all, but I'm gonna fall back.
He sent the man down there?
In Magic City, the strip club.
Does Metro Boomin work at Magic City?
Yeah. Well, because he was saying that Metro Boomin's drums be kind of weak and thin sometimes on some of the tracks. And then on the beginning of that one song where Kendrick Lamar was going at him, Are You Like That? Mm-hmm. Future at the very beginning of the record says, yo, I need some drums. And so he just took that little part and then just ran with that and made a, you know.
That's a lot of energy to put into that.
Yeah. Hold on. What did he do wrong? What did Metro Boomin do wrong?
He existed.
He put out the song with Future and Kendrick Lamar on it. And then, but there's also been subliminals going back and forth even before that. Mm-hmm. That
this is all so stupid.
I'd be terrified, honey, all them rappers.
Okay, y'all, well, let's get into this, y'all. Dish the Bay! It seems like Soul Plane is a real thing, y'all. So Sexy Red had the passengers turned up and screaming pow, 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 pow on a Southwest, of course it was a Southwest flight, Nashville to Houston. Look at this ratchetry.
My plane rides from Nashville to Houston.
Oh, wow. Pow,
pow, pow. Majority of us were strangers.
Song on is Sexy Red on the plane?
Nope. I love my people.
You know what? And that is why I fly Delta.
She's on the plane?
No.
But they just playing her damn music. But I bet you any kind of money, that pilot and them flight attendants say, we hate the damn day when blacks started flying. I know they did.
You know, but these new Negro spirituals hit different.
I'm telling you.
You know what I'm saying?
They hate the day.
They brought everybody together.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that. That was cute.
Brad.
It was.
Ain't no way in hell you and damn legend to be on that plane.
She wasn't on that plane.
Yeah, but just the hoodness.
It would be amazing if I saw a whole plane singing Funkify, even though I would be like so honored. You know what I'm saying? That would be a great thing. So I'm not mad.
First of all, you wouldn't fly Southwest because they don't have first class.
I wouldn't be on the plane. Like Sexy Red was not on that plane.
Yeah, right.
But to see all of them singing and being on one accord and not fighting and stuff, that's good.
Yeah.
It gives like Freaknik, but in the clouds.
Yeah.
In the clouds.
Yeah.
I mean,
everybody getting along, just chilling.
That was in the Mile High Club. All right, coming up, we might finally know why Gypsy Rose Blanchard decided to split from her husband, and it involves food. Lots and lots of food. We'll explain that right after the break.
You can see that.
Yeah. The man is well fed.
Yeah.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Now, we might know why Gypsy Rose Blanchard and her husband Ryan the Fridge Anderson are splitting
up. Oh, no, not the fridge.
Now, it's being reported that Ryan has a serious food hoarding problem, and Gypsy wasn't aware. Now, mainly because she's been locked up for most of their marriage, and when Ryan would leave, she would throw out all the old food. Well, Ryan and Gypsy would fight so bad about cleaning out the fridge, it scared her.
Ooh.
You know what happened when she gets scared? Reportedly, him snoring and being hot while sleeping also played a role in her decision.
She hollered about divorce, and he should be scared of her. She don't have killed her damn mama, honey.
No, so I'd be scared of her. It was like her boyfriend, but she talked him into doing it.
The scariest thing. I'm with Gary on that one, and I would rather her divorce him than him like she did her mama.
The scariest thing is just Gypsy said that Ryan's hoarding reminded her of her late mother. That's going to be her line for the rest of her life.
It's like,
that reminds me of what my mother used to do.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
So, listen, he better thank his lucky star and his fridge.
And all his food.
Do you think Gypsy Rose is a fan of the Family Guy?
Oh, he gets some Griffin.
Flash the picture. Do my man not look like Peter Griffin?
Well, y'all, moving on. Katy Perry is leaving American Idol after this season, but she is throwing a name in the hat on who she wants to replace her. Katy says that Jelly Roll would be perfect.
Oh, really?
She loved it when he was on the show. She said he could run for president. He could be her pastor.
Ooh.
She even might go back to church for him, she said.
Oh.
Well, she also said he could sell anything, and if the network took her pitch into consideration, it'd be Jelly Roll, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan.
Nah, that's too much balls at the table.
It's too many men. They would have to get rid of one of the other guys.
It's too much testosterone.
Gary, now she said that she wants somebody who will, you know, be honest person, tell the truth, and be graceful. Would you think that you would be able to do that?
Can of course.
You give her an audition?
Yes. I love Jesse's voice.
Go ahead, audition, babe.
Yeah. Amazing grace, how sweet. Hello?
Yes, I'm taking
the
it in.
Sound.
You sound like Minnie Mouse, Danny.
There it is.
All right, we're back with some great Shop West Grove products.
First up, protect yourself from danger with this Loud Protector personal alarm.
This alarm is designed to shock and draw an attacker and draw attention in times of need. Jesse, can you show us how it's done?
Just simply pull the clip.
Oh, beautiful.
And sound off for help.
It's suitable for women, kids, elderly explorers, everyone actually. This alarm can increase your feelings of confidence, independence, and personal safety.
Oh, honey, I feel safe already, Bradshaw. It comes in the colors blue, black, gold, and silver. Now, Headcrack, tell us how much.
Well, Gary, fear no more, bro, because they go normally for as high as $31.99. But today, we got you for the low, low price of $14.95. It's a celebration!
And for the second product, we've got the ProCam Video Recording Sports Glasses. Ooh.
Capture life's most thrilling moments in a stunning HD equipped with a high-definition camera. These glasses allow you to effortlessly record videos in crystal clear resolution.
Whether you're capturing your outdoor adventures, sporting events, or simply documenting your daily life, these glasses are your perfect companion.
Not only do they give you the option to choose different colors, but they also shield your eyes from harmful direct sunlight.
Say goodbye, honey, to squint, and hello to enhanced vision.
They usually go for as high as $129.99, but today we've got you guys for just
$23.95.
Oh, wow, man. Wow.
Yeah. All right, now for details on how to get your products, just scan this code right here or go to shopwestgrove.com. You got it? This code right here, but hurry up before they run out.
So which product is everybody going with?
Oh, baby, I'm doing both.
I love my POV glasses.
Yeah, I'm a rock with the glasses.
Well, y'all, coming up, Jasmine Ellis Cooper from Summer House Martha's Vineyard is stopping by, and we're talking about the new season and finding love on a dating app. So come right on back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
All right, y'all, we have a very special guest joining us on the couch today. She's a screenwriter, and you can see her Sundays on Bravo on the second season of the hit reality show Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Let's welcome Jasmine Ellis Cooper.
I feel at home. Thanks for having me.
Okay. All right. So, Jasmine, for someone who has never been to Martha's Vineyard, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as a lit oasis. That's how I would describe it. Multi-generational lit oasis.
Oh.
There we go.
Well, okay, Jazz. Congratulations on being a new mom. She's a mother, okay?
My mother era.
You kept your pregnancy news secret from your friends on the show. So who do you think did better at hiding their pregnancy, you or Hailey Bailey?
Oh, Hailey for sure. For sure. She hit the entire pregnancy. As you'll see this season, I do tell them when I feel comfortable and I get to that second trimester, as you know.
Well, you can't hide no more.
You can't. Exactly. You're over it. I was going to say, you know. You're over it. You're like, all right, y'all, all this was cute.
Okay.
But yes. Gigs up.
Now, I was told that you were crying at the end of last week's episode.
Yeah.
Oh, why do you think friends experience so much drama on trips and vacations?
The alcohol.
Okay. Blame it on the alcohol, for real.
Good answer.
T-Pain had it.
Look,
we're a little crazy. I'm gonna be honest. We're very, dynamic. We all have big personalities.
That's what makes a great show.
It is. But sometimes on vacation, when you're stuck in a house with people for so long, you just have your limits. Everyone's testing you. You got little quirks. Mm-hmm. Who's waking up early? Who's up late at night partying, drinking?
Yeah.
So I think it's contentious sometimes.
You know what I like about you guys' show, too? What? The men be messy, too. The men be messy, they be spilling tea too, they be having their own little quirks too, it's really good, it's a good balance.
It is, I think we need that though, and I think that's what makes us special as a young black cast. Yeah. I love that the men are there. They're actually my favorite part of our show, because they're all so different too.
Yeah.
Do they come messy, or is it an add alcohol and then they're messy kind of situation?
The alcohol still plays a part, but not for Alex, as he doesn't drink.
Okay, fair enough.
So Jeff, did you get pregnant on the show?
Some would think.
That first season, y'all was definitely getting it in that room.
All right. Well, you're also a screenwriter, and you know a good storyline. So what storyline this season you wish you had came up with?
Honestly, I'll say this. The Alex Summer storyline, I didn't see coming. I really did. That's gold. Yeah. I think she gave us one of, like, the best lines of the summer that is still on Twitter, and you can Google to this day.
Yeah. What is it? What?
So Summer and Alex hooked up off season.
Okay.
And I was just living my life, so I didn't know about that. So coming into this summer, it was all laid out on the table, literally.
Yeah.
So they were intimate. Right.
I would think you would invite somebody who you were inside of.
Okay.
You know, to a function.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a lot. No, it's really a good show, and I like that it's a young black cast, and y'all are having fun, y'all are addressing real issues, but it's such a good show.
Who created it?
Not I. I wish I did in this genius brain of mine. Not I.
All right, y'all. Well, don't move. We've got more with Jasmine after the break. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back inside. And we're back with Jasmine Ellis Cooper from Summer House Martha's Vineyard.
Well, we heard that you met your husband through a dating app. Can you please give Tanner, Gary, and Jesse some online dating tips so they can meet their future spouse?
Don't tell me to go on Hinge, because that's where I met a man who asked me to eat his first date.
Damn.
So what had happened was...
He was unhinged.
Yeah! Unhinged! That's good. He was unhinged. What had happened was we met on Hinge, but that wasn't on the table. Okay. No. I didn't have that experience.
Okay.
Not me giving advice, like I'm still figuring it out myself. Put your best foot forward. Have fun, stay curious. I guess, I don't know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, I promise. Cause I'm a Capricorn and I don't like everybody and I met my husband.
Okay.
So yeah.
Put your best foot forward. Okay, mine's forward.
Gary said, okay, that's the best you got for me today.
So now speaking of online dating, honey, there was a debate on whether or not Tanner looks like his profile. Now, is he catfishing or what?
Hold up.
Let me find out.
He catfishing.
This is your picture?
Wow. That's it. That's a wrap. It's been great. We'll see you guys. I've had a wonderful time.
The difference is like a full of beard and some lighting.
That's me, Jasmine, too.
Wait, I got a beard now, though.
I was going to say, he's beardless on there.
Okay. You might attract some of the women that like want to walk all over you right now.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
The beard gives walkover energy?
It's the shirt that gives walkover energy.
Look at that beautiful shirt.
But I love the beard. Let's address that. I love the beard.
Okay.
And you have great teeth. So that's always going to work in your favor.
Jasmine.
Just so you know.
Well, you know what? We learned a lot today. Jazz, thank you so much for stopping by to chat with us. And everybody, make sure you catch Summer House, Martha's Vineyard on Bravo every Sunday night. And that's all the dish we got for you today. We'll see y'all next time. Yay. Adios. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.